Right on time. Very punctual, by the way. Right on time at 5:30. Mac Jones joins us on the Harbor One Hotline. He's brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. Mac, how are we doing this week? Thanks so much for calling in.
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. We've talked about this a lot as a show. I think a lot of fans discuss this as well. You're a Pro Bowl alternate your rookie year. Now on Sunday, you're benched for the third time this year. It was a self-proclaimed terrible throw, was your final throw against Indianapolis. And a lot of us, myself included, want to know what happened to that guy from your rookie season.
Yeah, I think, you know, everyone's frustrated, and you know, obviously I am too. And there's a lot of things that, you know, I wish I could do better, and I've kind of identified those things, and that's where it all starts. And I know I'm going to put the work in to do it and get the momentum moving in the right direction. So obviously that's a big picture, kind of what you laid out there, but at the end of the day, I have to focus on the small picture and figure out what I can do better.
So, again, if we're trying to figure out what the changes are, is it a lack of confidence? Because from the outside looking in, that's how it feels. I know a lot of athletes don't want to say that. A lot of us in our professional lives don't want to say that or admit that, but that is what it looks like. Is confidence an issue for you?
Look, I think my confidence comes from my discipline and all the things I've done throughout the years just to, you know, gain that. And of course, at times, as an athlete, that's going to be challenged. But at the end of the day, I need to have confidence in myself. That's like the root of the word, right? It's confidence. It's belief in yourself and others. So that's kind of what I know about confidence, and that comes from putting the work in and being prepared. So I do both of those things, and I need to continue to be confident.
Mac, that final play of the first half, it looked like it was going to be a Hail Mary opportunity for you. And after the game, when asked about it, you said something along the lines of you have no clue why it wasn't called that way. Did you get any explanation since then about why there wasn't a Hail Mary play called there?
Yeah, I think I was just explaining like the situation, and I wasn't necessarily confused about the call. It's like, what do you want to run there? There's a couple options, but at the end of the day, we had to get 60 yards in 2 seconds, so it's kind of hard. You know, any play that you call, it's going to be hard to get that. So definitely, you know, we talked about the different situations that we could do, and you just learn from it and move on.
Would you have liked the opportunity to air it out there and take a chance?
Yeah, I mean, sure.
Mac, after the game, did you go get an x-ray?
I did.
And can you tell us what it said?
Nothing.
Nothing? So you're not going to be rehabbing an injury or anything like that in this bye week?
No.
Okay. You said after the game that you were dealing with something. Was it something physical?
Yeah, I think, you know, in a game there's things that pop up, but like I said, there's nothing serious that caused any issues.
Patriots quarterback Mac Jones joining us here on WEEI, as he does each and every week. Have you been told you're the starting quarterback of the New England Patriots for the next game, Week 12, against the Giants?
No, we haven't talked about that. Really, just today we watched the game film and kind of talked about the plans for the bye week. So we have practice tomorrow, so just see how it goes there. And, you know, the bye week's a great time to work on things that you can do better. So that's what I'm going to do.
When would you expect to get that answer?
I really am not focusing on that, and really just focusing on, you know, things I can control and focus on that. I've always done that, and I really need to improve, obviously, and that's what I'm going to focus on.
Mac, the cameras cut a moment on the sidelines where it looked like you were having or you were just getting some heated words from Bill O'Brien. How has your relationship with him as your offensive coordinator changed over this year?
So it's good. Like I always have had coaches who expect a lot of their players, and I love that. So there's a good relationship there, and I have no issues with him.
Have you ever been taken out of a game in that situation before where it was still sort of close like that? I mean, we obviously saw the other games where it was the game had gotten away. Had that ever happened before? You ever seen that before?
No.
I'm curious, because the cameras caught you, Mac, kind of giving like a fist bump or dapping up Bailey Zappi going into the game. What was the message that you gave to him, if anything?
Yeah, I talked to all the guys, and look, I've been on a different teams, and I've been in different roles, and I know one thing, I want to win, so I know that those guys wanted to win, and you know, as a leader of the team, my job is to encourage everybody and let them know that, you know, we can win this game still, and we've been in a lot of games this year that are one score or less games, and that's important, right, to know that we can still go out there and win regardless of all the stuff that's happened. You know, I talked about momentum. I think momentum can be great in those type of situations. So, obviously, it didn't happen, but at the end of the day, I was going to give the support to my teammates.
Mac, we saw a report today just on Twitter that Robert Kraft was spotted in the locker room. What kind of support are you feeling from ownership these days?
Yeah, I have a great relationship with Mr. Kraft, and I have a lot of respect for him and his family and what they've built here at the Patriots, and I want nothing more than to try and get this thing back on the right track for them and for the Patriots and the fans and everybody. So I have a lot of respect for them, what they've built, and I need to do a better job of being the quarterback of the team.
Matt, I asked Matthew Slater something similar, but we know the game didn't go the way you wanted it to. How was the trip for your team? Was it something that sort of brought you guys together? Did you feel like maybe you needed to be brought together a little bit? How was all that?
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed Germany. I thought, you know, the fans there were great, and obviously football is an international game now, so it was great to be out there with my teammates and the coaches and everybody. So obviously we want to win and come home with the win, which we didn't, and that was the most frustrating part. But I did enjoy making some of the memories with, you know, my teammates and coaches and my family and everybody, so it was cool.
Quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, with offices in Dedham, Marlboro, Woburn, and Salem, New Hampshire. You can visit northeastmenshealth.com. You were asked in Germany, Mac, about working with a mental coach, and you confirmed that you've had a few different people that you've worked with since you were young. Is that a sports psychologist? Is it something less formal than that? And how did that come about?
Yeah, I think biggest thing is everyone that plays sports, you know, has someone in their life that can impact that. And I'm definitely been fortunate to have people that have helped me.
Is that part of your routine, like a weekly thing, or is that as needed?
Yeah, I have a good routine, so I definitely keep that weekly and make sure I stay on top of it and all that stuff.
Mac, going into this bye week, you're third now as a pro. Do you have any different approach to this particular bye week than ones in the past?
I don't know yet. I think, like I said, I'm still focused on having a good day tomorrow, having a good practice, and trying to iron out some of the things that I can do better. So I haven't put a lot of thought into it, but my mind's always on football, and that will never change.
All right. He's Patriots quarterback Mac Jones. He joins us every week here on Jones and Mego with Arcan on WEEI. Mac, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the bye week, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks. See you.
All right, Mac Jones, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.